Let's get ready to rumble.
Seen Kill Bill 2 yet?
I haven't seen Kill Bill 1 yet.
But I'm going to watch it. I might watch it tonight.
Have you seen Shrek yet? That's the important thing for me.
No. I'm not really not that fussed. I can go to the pearly gates of heaven and stand there waiting to be accepted into heaven to sit with God and Elvis Presley and Freddie Mercury. And not worry the fact that I didn't see Shrek or Shrek 2.
Well, you'll go there comically poorer, frankly.
Comically poorer. Telling you.
You.
That's track number 4 on our album, Clattered in the Knackers.
Where did you learn that one, Aled?
I made that up. Oh, you're brilliant.
Comically poorer.
So, I might watch that tonight. The reason being, my lovely girlfriend, morning, flower of the Orient, angel, pretty pie, has a habit of going, she'll go, like, you know, because we don't live together. I'm not mad. And so she'll go home for a few days, or she'll be away for the weekend or whatever. And I'll have bought some DVDs. For example, right? Lost in Translation I've got. Starsky and Hutch, Kill Bill 2. And I've got these DVDs to watch. Don't you be watching... Oh, it's not Rachel. I'm not going to do a voice for Soph, actually. Just kill me. Don't watch Lost in Translation, whatever you do. Well, I'm thinking about watching it. No, don't. Why? Because I want to see it. Well, yeah, I want to watch it this week. Well, you got to wait for me. Fine, all right, whatever. First film she did this with was Gangs of New York, which I've now had on DVD for over 2 years, right? We weren't allowed to go and see Spider-Man 2 because Sophie hasn't seen the end of Spider-Man because she fell asleep. She's fallen asleep. She never, ever makes it to the end of a movie. Right, Changing Lanes, Ben Affleck. If it's a 90-minute film, she's seen 80 minutes of it. Right. So, anyway, Lost in Translation. Don't watch it. I want to watch it.
Dull film.
I was going to... What?
Dull film.
Dull?
Yeah.
Apparently it's an absolute masterpiece. It's a cinematic masterpiece.
I didn't see that. I watched it and I didn't get that.
Don't watch Lost in Translation. I won't watch Woody Lost in Translation. I'm going to Toulouse at the weekend. I'll bring my DVD player, my laptop, to watch a few movies. Don't bring Lost in Translation. I'm not bringing bloody Lost in Translation. What does she watch with her mum on Saturday night? You got it. Lost in Translation.
No.
What a cow. What a rat bag. but a beautiful one.
Does she ever do that really annoying girl thing that mine does, right? Whereby you get out a movie, you say, right, want to watch this? Yeah, right, we'll stick it on, the movie.
Mm.
And you sat down, and then just as the titles start, she gets up and goes and makes a cup of tea or something, thus missing all of the crucial bit. You know, at the start of a film, it does a scene setting, it tells you where they are, what the year is, who's who, blah, 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 there's maybe a murder, all stuff that's actually crucial to the next hour and a half's entertainment. She comes in 5 minutes later and goes, who's he? What's happening? If you hadn't gone and put the kettle on... when explaining all of this, you would have understood.
Right, I do that.
Worse than that, right? Worse than that. Put the film on, it starts. I'll just go and grab my tea or whatever. So I'll go, well, I'll pause it. And she'll go, don't wait for me. It's all right. Don't wait for me. Yeah, I know that that conversation's coming. Well, I may as well pause it. No, don't. Watch it. You watch it. You want to watch it. You want to watch it. Fine. Watch it. Comes back from the loo, whatever. What happened? Oh,
no.
Man.
You can still hear it or still pick
but
up
if,
on
no,
what's
but
happened.
Listen, if there wasn't a reason for putting, whatever, Bombay 1952 across the screen at the start, they wouldn't put it there, right? Thus, eliminating the need for the question, where are they?
Well, all you need to do is tell her.
Here's something else
Bombay
as well.
Bombay
1952. Here's something else. Get something out of video. Let's say, Lost from Translation or Kill Bill 2. Doesn't matter what film it is, right? And I've got my surround sound. I mean, I will admit, I need to set things up before I sit down. So it's going to be on the ProLogic surround sound.
Mm. Yeah.
I've got to mix the two levels right.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Which I do that before.
It really irritates the balance is slightly wrong, yeah. Isn't it?
Because what I have is I have the sound of the telly for vocal, for speech, and I have the surround sound for everything else.
You don't need that. You've got five speakers.
No, I know, but I always find it's the levels are all over the place.
Well, the middle.
So do you mix it all first?
I kind of do, yeah. You know what? You do as well. Only because you're watching a movie, and there'll be guys like this. So what do you want to do? You want to go out there? Yeah. And then the music comes up really loud, and I'm like, whoa! And she always goes, it's a bit loud, that. We should turn that down because the neighbours. What? You should turn that down because of the neighbours. I can't stand my neighbour, by the way. I want to smack him in the mouth. He's the most irritating guy I've ever known. Seriously, what a pain in the arse he is. Stuff my neighbours. No, you should turn it down. But what about them? Well, it's not them, but the other ones. Oh, don't worry about that. I've heard them at it in the middle of the night. Don't worry. They can put it with a bit of Star Wars, Phantom Menace. Crank it up, crank it up. But no, the film starts. I'm dying to watch this film, and the film's about to start, and it's like, you know, and it's, you know, it depends if it's DreamWorks, and there's that little boy fishing in the river on top of the D, right, or whatever. Mm. Or 20th Century Fox, dum 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 dum, or whatever, you know, or Universal, the work globe. And it just, and the music goes, 20th Century Fox. Boom. Oh, I tell you, I saw today at work. I don't
Shut
care!
Shut up!
I don't care! It's just, Jesus, it's started now!
That's because it's really easy to watch and talk at the same time.
No. I think it's to do with the fact that it's genetically proven that women can't concentrate like we can.
No, it's genetically proven that women can do two things at the same time.
No. It's genetically proven that a woman has to be annoying at the most annoying point of the day, right? They save it up all day. They save it. Not at work. Oh, so, you know, they don't do it to the colleagues, do they? All the people who work with your last lover. But it's when she gets home and she tells you about a day, tells you everything. How was your day? I ask, how was your day? I'm watching a film, I know what's coming. How was your day, love? Tell me all about it. Run me through from the moment you got to work to the moment you're standing here right now. Get it all out. Lovely, lovely. Ready? I saw Sarah today and I don't care!
The other one is when you listen to Five Live or something on a Saturday afternoon, or you're watching the results come in, and they go around the different grounds, and you're sitting there, and it's on in the background, and they're saying, this is what's going on at Stoke, or this is what's going on at Chef Wednesday, or whatever. Crossing now to Goodison Park to update on Everton Charlton or whatever. Just at that point, I would tell you what I did today. The only bit that I really, you know, really, really want to concentrate on, and you choose that moment to tell me what how much, you know, the mince was today in the supermarket.
Your Dave, life sound awful.
You need to vent this, clearly, because you're very worked up.
Oh, just my head in, Alad.
There's no better way to tell it than...
I'll come over Saturday afternoon and I'll chat to her about her day while you listen to
Will
football.
You?
Yeah, I'll do that. That sounds good.
Sitting next to you on the couch, on the phone, while you're watching your favourite TV show.
You're turning it up. All you can see is a blue bar on the screen getting bigger and bigger. Still no hint. That means spare room.
I do subtitles.
It's a cordless phone.
I do the subtitles.
It's meant for walking.
I do the subtitles. Put the subtitles on. She's on the phone to her mother. Really? What? Yeah, and how is Joan? Yeah, Joan. I'm trying to watch this. Yeah, Robot Wars is on. Robot Wars. My favourite show. Yeah? Well, I'm like, yeah, well, about lunch on Saturday. Why are you watching the subtitles? Because I can't hear it! Get out! Oh, you're so... You hear that? You're so rude. You're shouting at me. You're so rude. I'm going to go in the other room. Good! Good! Off you go! Rachel!
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park.
Hang on. Do it and be in a car park.
And be in a car park.
Can I just say, after all that, though...
Love them very much.
I wouldn't change her for the world.
Oh, you...
Change a few things, actually, to be honest with you. But not everything.
She's a very... My woman is a very splendid woman.
Mm, mine too.
Yeah.
You just had a text?
No. Do you know what? I haven't had a text, and that's why I'm worried.
I'll teach him. I won't speak to you for a week. Looking back. A bit like I've gone deaf.